now?
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Al Cintron on The Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. What's up, birthday boy Rami? How you doing?
Good morning.
And yes, it's still your birthday until you close your eyes. So, we don't follow the rules around here, right? Listen, stuff is picking up around here. The trades are finally happening. The Mets get an enemy. The Yanks get Jazz. No, I'm not going to say his last name the wrong way.
Jazz Jism.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, John. So it's going. It's hot and heavy right now. Where do I start? Well, I'm going to start with the Yankees because that was a crazy-ass game. From beginning to end. Come out the gate, Soto and Judge back-to-back homers. By the way, Verdugo thought that was a home run as well, and then he got stuck at first. 3-0. After Friday night, losing Friday night, you're feeling good as a Yankee fan. We're up 3. Here comes Marcus Stroman, and he gives it right back. Right back. 3-3 after 1. Abreu makes an amazing catch. That's not a catch. Cabrera gets a homer. My man cracked his head like he was in ECW on a chair. But what happens in the bottom of the second? Stro gives it right back. It could have been worse if the young buck Rafaela was not asleep at the wheel. Trick hidden ball play gets tagged out at third. Yoshida bids a single, 5-4 at the end of 2. This is the Marcus Stroman I warned you guys about before the season started. The second half Marcus Stroman, not the first half, not the strut and stro, not the swag stro. It's the second half Marcus Stroman. Once he hits a certain number of innings or gets close, you don't know what you're going to get from him. And you got nothing from him in Boston. Absolutely nothing in a big spot. Bases loaded for Volpe. Strikes out. 5-5 after 5. I mean, it was back and forth. Tied in the third. Tied in the fourth. Tied after 5. Tied after 6. Tied after 8. Mets legend Michael Tonkin gives up a solo blast to O'Neill. Second of the game. I mean, it was just back and forth drama. This felt like Yankees Red Sox back in the day. Because I said, during the season, it just wasn't a rivalry anymore. It didn't feel like it. I thought Yankees Astros was a bigger rivalry than Yankees Red Sox. And that this series could put the rivalry back on the map. And so far, it's delivered. It's absolutely delivered. I mean, it can't get Aaron Judge out at all. Not at all. But Met legend Michael Tonkin comes in. He gave up a home run. Tyler O'Neill was second of the game. Hamilton doubles. 8-6 Sox. Kelly's in the face. Judge for the second night in a row. Judge the night before had a shot to Nantucket. Blast one off the wall. Blast one off the wall. Soto tries to score. Gets thrown out at home. 8-7. Kenley Jansen. Fourth all-time in saves. But we all know Kenley Jansen is good to give one up here and there, especially in big spots. And what did he do? Grisham comes to the plate, 1-for-7, 4 Ks versus Jansen. And of course, he gets a double. Ties the game for the fifth time in the night. Again, tied after 3, tied after 4 innings, tied after 5, tied after 6, tied after 8. Holmes enters the pitch at the bottom of the ninth, 1-2-3, gives him an extra inning. Which goes into extra innings, which I call carnival baseball, because this ghost runner nonsense needs to change. If you're going to do it in the 12th inning. Stop doing this in the 10th. It ruins great baseball games. At least give the teams the 10th and 11th to play real baseball And then in the 12th, if you want, you can do the ghost runner. I'm sorry, baseball's too old. Baseball goes too long. It's baseball. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Soto bloop single. Cabrera, the ghost runner, holds at third. Didn't want to test Duran's arm. By the way, what a hell of a play he is. What a hell of a play he is. Judge up first and third, one out versus Chase Anderson, who's got a 6,000 ERA. Pitches around Judge to load the bases for Austin Wells. But Gleyber Torres delivers a huge double, giving the Yanks the same three-run lead that they gave up in the first inning. Holmes backs it up in the bottom of the 10th, and the Yanks win a slugfest 11-8. That was a fun baseball game. I was trying to get a nap in before the show, obviously, because 3 a.m., you usually try to get a nap in for the second week in a row. Shout out to the MLB schedule gods, because I had one game on at 4 and the next game on at 7. Thank you very much. I'll take that every time I'm supposed to have a shift. But that was a fun baseball game. That put Boston, New York back on the map, rivalry-wise. You had everything in that game except great starting pitching. But I had flashbacks of back in the day, those six-hour Yankee-Red Sox games, which I never complained about because there was always drama. Manny being Manny, David Ortiz, Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez, Mariano Rivera, Jorge Posada, Pedro Martinez. The list goes on and on and on. And you got a hungry young Red Sox team that's not going to go anywhere, who just locked up Alex Cora for 3 years. Sorry, Yankee fans, if you wanted to fire Aaron Boone, you can't have Alex Cora. Sorry, Dodger fans, if you fail again in the playoffs, you can't fire you can't have Alex Cora. That team is going to be a pain in the ass for years to come. They're going to be with deeper pockets what the Rays were. They drafted well, and they killed the OGM. They killed him. Looks like he knew what he was doing. Yeah, I'm sure he wished it happened a year earlier. But my biggest concern with this Yankee team, I know some people say the lineup. It's not the lineup to me. It's not. They get Jazz Chisholm. They're going to play him at third. Good luck. I mean, I'd much rather stick him in center field, but that's just me. Gleyber Torres, I would do everything in my power to get him off this team and get a real third baseman. Hello, San Francisco, Matt Chapman, are you listening? But it's not the offense. It's the starting pitching. The starting pitching. Oh, look, Gerrit Cole just gave up another home run to a Met. Gerrit Cole, two good starts, rocked by the Mets, which is the norm. The Mets own him. But you have to be concerned about him. Throwing his fits in the dugout. I love it. I loved every minute of the Subway Series. And I'll get into that later because it's funny. When the Mets beat the Yankees, it's our World Series. When the Yankees beat the Mets, you guys throw a parade yourselves. And by the way, in the last 32 games, the Mets are 20-12. So don't give me this crap that you always kick the Mets' asses, because you don't. You don't. But we'll talk about the Subway Series later. Marcus Stroman. You have to be concerned about Marcus Stroman. Nestor Cortez. You better be concerned about him. Carlos Rodon, okay, he had a good start, 10 strikeouts. He finally trusted his fastball. Do you think he's going to continue doing this, or he's going to revert to his old self? We're going to find out. Gerrit Cole. You have to be concerned about Gerrit Cole. Rami, who am I missing out of the rest? I'm missing one starter.
Nestor?
No, I mentioned him. I mentioned Cole. I mentioned Rodon. I mentioned Stroman.
Clark Schmidt.
He's on the way back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be concerned about your starting rotation before the lineup. Because if you don't get great pitching, I don't care how much hitting you do. You're not winning anything, especially in October. It's not happening. Yankee fans, how are you feeling about the rotation? What's your bigger concern, the lineup or the starting rotation? 888-808-1019. Let's go to Stewart in Brooklyn, you're first up on the Fan. What's up, Stu?
Oh, my God. Are you on fire this morning?
Well, I appreciate
you. Oh, what was that under you?
It's my 1 year anniversary, Stuart, of signing with the Fan. I forgot to mention in the opening. My 1 year.
What was that? 1 year. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Ow, they stink. End of story. They are pathetic. You got Jazz Chisholm. So where are you going to play him? Third base?
Yep.
Okay. So when is my favorite Martian coming back?
Well, we're going to find out. I know he's having some rebound assignments coming up. We're going to find out. I mean, I know nothing about the prospects. I know nothing about the prospect trade away. I'm not going to sit here. Oh, I know they traded two guys with the last name of Ramirez. I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I mean.
Is one of them Manny? That's a joke.
So what's your biggest concern with this team, Stuart? The starting pitching or the lineup?
Everything.
Damn.
Everything, Al. Everything. Nesta turned into stinky Nesta. And Marcus Stroman is, like you said, the second half, not the first half. But I call him Mucus Stroman.
Oof.
Mucus. And you're right. The Mets have had the Yankees number. Yeah, which is very disturbing to me. But you want to know what, Al? They are bad, 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 up and down, except for two guys named Soto and Judge.
So what do you want to do to fix the team? What's your idea to fix the team?
Get rid of Glaber, get rid of DJ, and get rid of Anthony Rizzo. And please jettison Alex Verdugo as soon as possible.
Well, that's a lot of guys to get rid of, and you got DJ LeMay for another 3 years.
Say this much. When is Giancarlo coming back?
Well, it's funny because before the All-Star break, they said he's not going to need any rehab assignments, and now we don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, you know what? That's the problem. They don't tell us any shape or form of the truth.
Monday's hopeful?
They're always hiding secrets. They're hiding secrets. And let me say this much to you.
Sure.
I keep on saying the same thing. It's not Aaron Boone. I didn't like Aaron Boone, but it cannot be Aaron Boone because he's only doing what he's given. What he's given is a crappy team, except for two guys, Judge and Soto.
Well, the deadline's a couple days away. There is hope. Tanner Scott could be a Yankee.
Yeah. Who could be a Yankee?
Tanner Scott could be a Yankee.
Uh-huh.
For the Pen.
He's an upgrade.
But are you willing to trade Spencer Jones?
For Tanner Scott?
No. For whoever. Are you willing, if it means a top-notch starter or a top-notch bullpen arms closer, are you willing to trade him in anything or he's off-limits?
He's my first baseman. He's going to be the first baseman. That's where he's going to play. And Chisholm, what do you think of Chisholm all around as a player?
Well, I found it disgusting, the comments that came out. And thanks for the call, Stuart. I found it disgusting, the calls that came out, the news that came out, that they didn't want Chisholm in the locker room. There were concerns about him in the locker room. This is the same locker room that had Aroldis Chapman and Diego Herman. So you tell me, if you're concerned about a guy who's got a lot, you know, who has some swag, bravado, but you had those two guys on your team. Tell me how that makes sense. Go ahead, I'll wait. It doesn't. It's stupid. And the guy needed a fresh start. I've been saying for a while, it's the perfect, whether it was a Met or a Yankee, the perfect stage for him to sink or swim. And maybe he'll see pitches in the Bronx as opposed to in Florida when, you know, he was the guy for a while. He was the guy. Now, I know Jonathan Papelbon feels different. He came out with a tweet that said him and Alex Verdugo be striking out. I'll find the exact tweet that he said, which, of course, he's going to have something to say almost every time. He said, at Yankees, get Chaz Chisholm in a trade. 240 lifetime hitter with 30% K rate. I bet him and Verdugo will be best friends. Let's go to Eddie on Mohegan Lake. Eddie, you're on the Fan. What's up, Eddie?
You know, thank God we got Winker, I hope, so we don't have to worry about him no more killing us.
Yeah, I like the pickup. You didn't bare your cupboard of prospects. I don't even know who they traded because it says still pending, and I'm waiting for the post when it becomes official. But we need that guy. We need that bat.
Good hitter.
He can play left. He can play right. Maybe this is the end of DJ Stewart, hopefully. But I really like the pick of that. We got a bullpen arm as well, and I don't think they're done.
No, no. And I wish they play the Yankees every day because we need batting practice bad.
Not just the Yankees, Eddie. Gerrit Cole every day.
I know. I loved it.
That one.
I loved it.
That one. Did
and
you
he's
see,
like
did,
a baby.
Yeah, did you see the clip SNY posted of the 13 home runs the Mets have hit off the Yanks this year?
Yeah. He belongs with the I'm not going to mention his name. He's having a good half a year at second base, so I'll leave him alone.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't like him anyway, but I don't want to ruin it for me, you know?
I know what you're going to say. He makes Jeff McNeil not look like Oscar the Grouch.
Right.
I mean, my man is punching the dugout and cursing and screaming and yelling. And can ESPN, I mean, when the Subway Series, can they make out with the Yankees during a 12-2 blowout enough? How about you praise the Mets instead of slurping the Yanks? I mean, I couldn't. It was annoying. I'm watching the game. I had to lower the volume. Oh, this is the Yankees. Look at them engaged at the top step. Whoop-de-doo. It was 12-2.
Boring, aren't they, Al?
Ugh.
I had to turn it off because I just put on the phone and just listened to it because they're so boring. I was.
No, I mean, you praise the team that's win. How about you praise the team that.
They don't like the Mets.
No,
Mets
come on. It was ridiculous to broadcast. And I'm not trying to kill them, but they deserve to be killed. Give the Mets their flowers.
Yeah. Oh, we got a runner at second base.
it was the ball. Look at the team. They're so engaged on the top step. They're losing it. That's why Aaron Judge is the captain. Yeah, that's what you got to love about the who cares? They got rocked.
Right. Right. Poor Judge and Soto. I feel so sorry for those two guys, man. I really do. I like them.
When Juan Soto this offseason, thanks for the call, Eddie, when Juan Soto gets that fat paycheck, nobody's going to feel bad for him. My man's going to get paid. 888-808-1019. Al Cintron on the Fan back after this.